My future, a one-way ticket to Atlanta, where I could disappear to my final destination, was tucked inside. I was flying coach for the first time in my life, a fact I wasn't proud of. I bundled my hair into a low bun and fished a giant pair of sunglasses and a scarf out of my purse. Somewhat disguised, I kept my head down until the car slowed to a stop. Tossing some bills at the cabbie, I slid out of the taxi. The service elevator trundled its way up 51 floors, stopping at the penthouse. My hand shook as I typed in the code required to enter. Pushing the door open, I stepped into the cavernous, ultra-modern space that was my family's Manhattan home. After the inevitable guilty verdict came down, it had become the property of the federal government, along with the rest of the meager assets that the FBI had managed to find and freeze. To finance my escape, I'd cashed in $20,000 worth of savings bonds I'd found tucked into my First Communion Bible. I tried not to dwell on the irony of my salvation being found in the good book. My one bag was already packed, but a casual observer would never know I had taken anything from my walk-in closet. The racks of designer suits and couture my mother insisted I wear were untouched. The shelves of Manolos and Louboutins were intact. They had no place in my future.